If the bill passes, it would bring back a crop which was once required to be grown by Virginia farmers because of its numerous uses and ease of cultivation. But in the 1930s, growing hemp was outlawed by the federal government, some say because of confusion about its relationship to its more potent cousin, the marijuana plant, and others because fossil fuel companies didn't want competition from hemp oil. Jim Politis is a former farmer and member of the Montgomery County Board of Supervisors. He became an advocate for industrial hemp in Virginia as a way to help small farms stay in business and boost the state economy. He spoke to us by cell phone on his way back from Richmond after he addressed the Agriculture Committee in support of the bill.
When you compare, say, hemp to cotton, you have about 2.5 times the yield. You have half the water need to grow it. You have no pesticides, no herbicides to grow it. We can grow it in areas like Montgomery County and Pulaski County and even down in Danville.
The bill to legalize growing industrial hemp in Virginia is sponsored by Pittsburgh delegate Joseph Yost. If it becomes law in the spring session, it would begin with research by state universities such as Virginia Tech and Virginia State University. And if the federal government allows it, crops could be in the ground here by 2016.